order do we go in?
It's another Thursday morning in Mr. Freeman's first grade class at the Paramount School of Excellence. Today's lesson, subtraction.
Open to the middle, please.
Whispers float from one corner of the room while Freeman gives his lesson. That's his Title I aide, Melody Miller. She's curled up on the floor, circled by four students. They're working on the same worksheet as the rest of the class, but Miller is giving them a little extra help to keep them up to speed.
So it's just trying to figure out ways to get them to make those connections that we all have to make to learn.
Title I is a federal program that serves kids who generally come from low-income families and therefore haven't always had access to the same resources as some of their peers. This applies to about one-third of the students who attend Paramount. But the school, a mayor's authorized charter on the northeast side of Indianapolis, lost a good chunk of its Title I funding this year, 12% to be exact. That represents about 10% of the school's annual income. But the school's total student population and free and reduced price lunch numbers haven't dropped. Usually those are the indicators used to calculate school funding. On top of that, Indy's biggest public school district, IPS, received an 8% increase in its Title I funds. All this prompted Paramount's executive director, Tommy Reddix, to ask why.
Well, how come if all of our students would otherwise be going to IPS, they're not getting funded at the same amount from the federal government? So we asked them what else it could be. They're like, well, what's happened is there's hold harmless.
Hold harmless, a provision in the federal Title I regulation that states a school can only lose so much funding from the previous year. How much they retain depends on what their student population looks like. For a school in high poverty like Paramount, the most they're supposed to lose is 5%. That is, if it fits the definition of the type of institution hold harmless applies to. Here's what the federal statute says.
The state, in awarding such grants, shall give priority to local education agencies with the lowest achieving schools.
It's the term local education agency, or LEA, that's clouding the situation.
Charter schools are LEAs. They are one building school districts.
That's Michelle McCowan, interim director for Indiana's Charter School Board. She says it falls to the nation's top schools chief to provide some clarity on this point.
I would love to ask Secretary Duncan whether the plain language in the regulation regarding hold harmless applies to public charter school LEAs in the state of Indiana.
So we asked him. He was in town for a visit to Purdue University last week.
I would have to get the details. Again, public schools are public schools in our eyes, so whether it's a traditional or a magnet or a charter, we're pretty agnostic on that. So we can have our staff look at the details.
The U.S. Department of Education has yet to provide further guidance on the issue, but sources say they are looking into what next steps are required. While they wait for some direction, schools like Paramount will operate with limited resources. Their Title I drop meant the loss of three instructional assistants. The remaining four, including Melody Miller, now split their time among two grade levels each instead of one.
My days just booked half hour with each group from 8 o'clock to 2:30.
Busier schedules mean less time devoted to each student. Students like Deja Warren, a fourth grader at Paramount, who talks about her instructional assistant, Miss Bowling, as if she's a superhero.
She always helps us do math facts so we won't fail in it and think we don't know how to do stuff. She helps us build us up and try again.
Ideally, a solution or explanation will come soon. The state is already working on gathering data for the feds that will determine next year's Title I allocations. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.